This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we go. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Hey, you know what? If I plug that up, that would probably work. Let's try that one more time, shall we? You know what? We'll do it next time. FranklinArmory.com. Yeah. Don't you just love that when that happens? Hey. How you doing, sir? Joining me again tonight, as he is wont to do, is the writer and podcaster named Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. You know, there you are. You just moved. You're nomadic. You're getting ready to head to the NRA meetup at the end of the week. And I thought, this guy barely gets his studio set up, and he's got to grab pieces of it and run.
You can't imagine how many people. I think of myself as a videographer when I'm at these things. And I'm driving, so this means I can carry as much as I want to. So I'm just trying to figure out how to not carry a bunch.
As much as you want to.
Yeah.
Can I convince you to go with a cell phone and a smile? You know.
No. I gotta. No, that's just not cinematic. I gotta have cinema. Anyway.
Well, there is plenty to talk about. I tell you what. Let's ignore for the moment. We can come back to it if we want.
Sure.
The fact that gun control didn't stop violence in Sri Lanka,
right.
290 people killed, that's often what we see happens when governments ban firearms. Criminals and terrorists go to explosives.
Yeah.
Think of it. That's what happened with the IRA. That's what happened in the Middle East, in Israel. And now that progression, that unfortunate pattern continued again in Sri Lanka. We have plenty to talk about before we get there.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, the thing that bugs me most about these people that are always waiting for the guns to be used is, shouldn't we all be against violence and the premature loss of life due to murder?
Jesus, it's like you read my show notes, Bill.
I'll shut up. I'll be quiet.
No, you're just... I'll pay you to keep going.
Okay.
The campaign season has started, and gun owners are the minority. Without exception, the Democrat candidates for president have come out and already demonized law-abiding U.S. gun owners. According to them, we're the real source of crime and violence in the United States. Ignore the fact that many of us are safer than the police, more law-abiding, less violent. No. According to Democrat candidates for president and CNN, we're the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
According to them, of course, we're angry, fearful, unsophisticated rural white men. Ill, religious bigots. We don't care if children get shot. And now, after the politicians and the bobbleheads at CNN have finally agreed, that just means... they'll nod when they say, and now we should take the steps to control military firearms in the United States. What? They say that as if the 23,000 regulations we have on firearms didn't exist, Bill.
Well, you know, when I think about that, you know, you have to see through that, because the 1911 was a military firearm.
Yes, it was.
The Beretta 92 was a military firearm. And so when they say they want to control all military firearms, they're talking about all firearms. There are very few firearms that have never been in the military, to include when in 1989, when we were having a budget crunch and I had to qualify everybody with their 45 ACPs, we had to sign out the 22 target pistols for them to go qualify with that because the ammo was cheaper. So whether they're actually issued into combat or they're just as part of a training tool, every handgun out there, in some way, shape, or form, has been a military pistol.
And in fact, most rifles, including, by the way, some BB guns, were used in military training.
Yeah, yeah. And the only exception to that is the AR-15, which was originally designed for the civilian market and then adapted to the military when they saw the size of it and everything and the weight.
Well, God bless you and your audience, but those slanders made at us go unquestioned by the mainstream media because the lies fit their stereotypes. Facts don't matter because we're the minority we're all supposed to hate. Now, that's really interesting because I looked at a Pew Research poll. 60% of us say that gun ownership is looked at favorably amongst our community. So those bigoted confessions that we saw in the news tell us a lot about the media, but not about gun owners in the U.S. or how our neighbors think of us.
Yeah. Well, you know, but it doesn't surprise me that the misinformation and the fact that they don't challenge it because they're the ones putting it out. So
right.
Okay. Right. I get it. Okay.
Well, but to the guys who are not listening to your show, they'd never learn the facts that like 72% of us have shot a gun, 22% of women own a gun, 36% of gun owners are women, 40% of women live in gun-owning households, but gun owners are all old white men. wait, stop, there's more. Two-thirds of gun owners own more than one gun. That means gun ownership is very widespread. It's not five white guys in Montana that own all the guns. It's just not true.
Do you think Rick Ector would disagree with the old white guys with all the black women that he has put guns into the hands of in Detroit as he's taught them how to?
God bless Rick Ector.
Yeah.
He'd certainly disagree with the pundits, and he'd say, not according to what I've seen. You know, I think he's, almost 700 one day?
Yeah.
And now he's aiming for a day where he trains 800 women?
I don't even know what that would look like. Where do you put everybody? What kind of range is that one?
Well, it's a range that you can get to for 8 hours on a day, and you schedule them online so that they have their hour, and it's 100 per hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's still a massive coordination.
It is. It is.
That is a massive coordination. So.
Well, here's what I like. 72% of us think that most people should be able to own a gun. So given that great view, why the hate? Okay, here's the giveaway. Here's the giveaway. And I saw this online. This is what inspired it.
Yeah.
The Second Amendment isn't about pistols or rifles. It's not about shotguns or bump stocks. It's not even about cannons. The Second Amendment is about limiting government power. Shall not be infringed. It's not about what we can do. It's about what politicians cannot do. And think about it. Billionaire Michael Bloomberg doesn't like limiting government power, and neither do the other socialist presidential candidates. That explains it.
Well, you know, the founding fathers believed that when the government lives in fear, that's freedom.
Yes.
And when the people live in fear, that's tyranny.
We've got more freedom coming after the break.
Yes, we most certainly do. And for those of you looking for Rob's output, which is massive, you can either find it at slowfactswordpressblog.com or clashdaily.com or amoland.com or if reading is not your thing and you just want to listen while you're cutting the grass or driving around or whatever you're doing, two podcasts, Self-Defense Gun Stories, which is unique in the United States, and the Ensemble Polite Society podcast, available everywhere that podcasts are available. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Let's try this again. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I do love it when technology finally works the way it's supposed to. Talking to Rob Morse as we kick the week off, the short week, by the way, everybody listening, just be aware that Thursday I'm heading to Indianapolis. Friday I'll be in Indianapolis. If you guys are at the NRA annual meeting, I'll be the bald guy trying to look like I know what I'm doing when I'm shooting video. So anyway,
and the guy running around trying to gather as many interviews as you can in the least amount of time.
Yeah. I'm actually going to try to do a friend of the show interview while I'm there as well.
Interesting.
You know, people that have been on the show year in,
sure,
and year out and everything. Now, you won't be there, so we will have to get you another day. But, you know, we got to think of, we haven't really discussed this, but we got to figure out who the next class is going to be.
Yes. We should get together with John and see what we can gin up.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a fun meetup?
I can't imagine what we would do after the class, though. I mean, is the dean as crazy as I think he might be?
He's pretty laid back. He's relaxed. He's fun. Yeah, the lampshades typically stay where they started.
Okay. As long as we got that going. Anyway.
Okay, so the first segment, we talked about the media and the politicians lying to us. And why is that lie possible? I think it's because they don't tell us how many times guns save lives.
You know, the thing that bothers me about that, though.
Tell me.
They should already, since the 2016 election,
mm-hmm,
which they got wrong.
Right.
The pundits got wrong. The pollsters got wrong. Even Trump got wrong after up to a certain point.
Right.
Everybody should have learned one thing that nobody learned. And that is that there are ways around the mainstream media. So we don't have to, and, you know, just judging how many gun owners there are and how many guns have been sold since 2008 and all this other stuff, I would imagine that there's been a few people that have listened to the Polite Society podcast, a few million. I would imagine there's a few people that know about Clash Daily, that know about Lock and Load, and wherever they get the flavor from,
right,
they go out and exercise their freedom.
Yeah.
And the stunning part of this is the arrogance where they don't think we double check on them.
Interesting. They think that they are the last word,
yes,
in
sir,
the truth.
Yes, sir.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, okay, your show is very accessible. It's not low speed, high speed, low drag. It's, hey, if you've seen a gun, if you've followed the news at all, climb on in. People understand immediately the topics you talk about. So keep up the good work, partner.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
The choir loves to listen. But the jargon isn't aimed at the choir, takedown, mag, rapid... No, it's meat and potatoes for the average man. I love it.
Yeah, and I mean, I think this is a concerted all-hands-on-deck kind of thing with as many people as doing podcasts and blogging. And I mean, you do two out of three things. I only do one.
Okay. I don't do videos. Man, that's...
Yeah, but videos are not. Videos are not about the advocacy part of it. Videos are like, look at this really cool thing. Like and subscribe. Thumbs up.
Okay. So, it's clicks.
Yes, it's clicks. So,
well, anyway. Let's see. We got 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Can I jump into a gun story just because this one?
Certainly. Yes, please do.
Okay. The media. I actually heard. Wait a minute. Sheriff Mack talked about this with you last week.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for having him on. I covered this same story on self-defense gun stories. It happened in Phoenix, and maybe that's why Sheriff Mack caught it. It happens right in front of you. You're walking down the street in a residential neighborhood. You turn when an 11-year-old girl screams, and you see a man pulling her off the street. The man's bending the girl's arm behind her back. The man puts his free hand over the girl's mouth. You hear him tell her to be quiet. You step forward, see the girl struggling, and you push this man from behind. He falls down and lets go of the girl. He gets up. He's angry, comes at you. You draw your firearm, low ready, and you tell him to leave the girl alone. If you were this girl's dad, you'd be, what the hell are you doing? That's not what a kidnapper does. In this case, the attacker looks at you, looks at the gun, looks at the girl, and said, whoops, my cover's been blown. He runs. You stay at the scene, call police. The police catch this kidnapper. And this girl, rather than disappear, gets to go home to her parents, cry, have a bad day, rather than a bad end of her life.
Right.
And this hero's story is hardly covered in the mainstream media. This is every parent's nightmare. Bill, it's also every grandfather's most urgent prayer that if this ever happened, he would be there to protect, if not his grandchildren, children like them.
Yeah. Well, and I've got a question on this, and I would love to know about this. We've often talked about how when somebody goes from an aggressor to retreating, that we have a fine line we have to dance on.
Yes, we do.
But if it is a kidnapper, and this kidnapper is trying to snatch a child, are we legally liable to just let them go so that they can have another shot at it? You know, they're not, maybe they won't run into a guy carrying a gun the next time around. Are we legally liable to where we have to let that guy go? I mean, because my first thought is going to be, I think I'm going to risk it.
And in saying that, that's where the definition of the word imminent threat.
Yeah.
He's clearly a threat to society. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Is it an immediate threat? And the answer is no. And that's what the law is very clear about. In this case, cops had a description.
Yeah.
I suspect this guy's got a history. He didn't fall on the planet yesterday.
Yeah.
So they were able to round him up. And that's, after the break.
Okay. We'll be right back. My guest is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to explosions that killed at least 290 people while injuring about 500 in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday.
Unthinkable. fighting it for a long time. A lot of people have. A lot of people don't want to talk about it. It's a terrible thing. I just spoke with the Prime Minister. I spoke with the various government officials, and we are working with Sri Lanka.
The Trump Organization is suing the House Oversight Committee to block a subpoena for years of financial records. White House Counsel Jay Sekulow says the administration will not allow for congressional presidential harassment to go unanswered. Tax attorney Lisa Kucharski tells Fox News,
when they subpoena information or they want to engage in performing investigations, the Constitution still is in effect. And the Constitution states that they need a legitimate legislative purpose.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'll be checking them out in Indianapolis. We are talking to Rob Morse, podcaster, writer, and everything. And we were talking about an incident that turned out good.
Right.
I'm sitting there, you know,
That's where training shows really comes to the fore. If you think about it ahead of time, you'll go, here's a man running away who's not an immediate threat. I need to stop. Because if you don't, your heart and mind says, what this guy just tried is horrific. And we're letting our emotions drive us.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. What would happen if I get up there and, I mean, I was in the martial arts for a very long time. Now, I don't practice them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've got divots in my chest and everything. What would happen if, say, I put him in a bare naked choke and they've just decided to, I don't think you need to run away. What happens then? Is that, have I assaulted him? When he's going out, should I go citizen's arrest? Or, I mean...
It is different because you did not use lethal force.
Right.
You might get arrested, but you say, officer, I conducted a citizen's arrest because I saw a crime that you didn't see, and I felt that this man was an immediate threat to others. There are other children in the neighborhood. And then a judge looks at it and goes, Mr. Brady, thank you very much. Get out of here. Right. So very different than putting a bullet in the guy's back as he's running away.
Yeah.
You'd run behind him, kick him in the knee, and sit on him.
No. Works no. Nah, there's not going to be no running happening with this cat.
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking you'd get him from behind before he got up speed.
Well, if he's within where I can jump at him.
Yeah.
But if I have to chase him down.
Gotcha.
See, that's why I'm just saying he can't outrun my nine.
I know. Okay. let's do it again. If that last story provoked sudden thoughts, what do you think of this one? Now, this is the suburbs of Atlanta. This is not, off in the hills. You make deliveries for a florist. You were a delivery man. Don't see how much of this sounds familiar.
Sure.
And it's the middle of the day. You're coming back to the shop. You just filled the van with gas. And two guys follow you from the gas station that's across the street from the flower shop. You swing around the alley, park in the back alley behind the flower shop. And these two guys yell at you as you stop. You turn around and see one of them. He's got a gun in his hand. Yikes. You run towards the back door of the store. Your attacker shoots at you. Fortunately, you're on the move. Moving targets are a lot harder than they seem to be in the movies. You slide on the pavement, fall down, get back up, scramble inside, and slam the back door closed. You yell to your five coworkers, hey, I've been attacked. You run to the cash register and grab, I think it's the store gun that's kept there. You sort of catch your breath. And then your attacker comes in the front door and starts shooting.
Oh.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
You duck down and return fire. Now your attacker runs away, but he's put some bullets in a lot of places inside your store. Glass is broken, windows, mirrors. Okay, you call police. Just think of it. There are six people inside that store. There were several customers inside the store only seconds before the shooting began. Police arrest your attacker and charge him with six counts of aggravated assault. A gun owner stopped mass murder.
Yeah.
You didn't read about it in the news, but you get to hear about it here on Lock and Load.
Yeah. What is the propensity for those kind of disruptions? Because that's what we're talking about, disruption of an attack, right?
How well does it work? It works.
Yes, sir.
You and I going about our business, if somebody shoots at us, I'll guarantee we're going to change our plans. Criminals are the same way. This isn't the robbery they had planned. Holy cow, the easy victims are firing back. You know, bullets in the air have the right of way. The criminal said, I'm getting out of here. Almost universally true. Very seldom do they stand and fight. The few times they have, they make national news. We literally change all of our training. A bank robbery in Hollywood, bank robbers and fugitives in Miami with the FBI. Those are so odd that there are two in several decades.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that, I don't think most people think about that, though. Although, one thing about that I find really interesting, I don't remember calls for gun control after those shootouts with cops.
Nope. Interesting. Well, on the other hand, and we don't see the media go, gosh, two ordinary citizens stop mass murder? Saved innocent children. Why don't all you citizens have a gun? No, it doesn't fit the meat. It doesn't fit the story. We need innocent victims to call for more gun control. That's the meme. That's what we're being.
It is. Yes, it is. And they're waiting. They're waiting. Because the one thing that, see, when you look at a pro-life person, there's never this is a good time to call for pro-life. Because it's constant. I don't know if you've ever noticed this. Anything that is a conservative cause is a constant drumbeat if it's a real conservative cause and you're dealing with real conservatives.
Right.
Gun control only happens when there is a rampage killing.
Right. Post-apocalypse.
Post-apocalypse. And then they call for, there was a shooting somewhere in New Mexico or Texas or something, and the guy used a revolver and a shotgun. And as soon as that happened, they were like, okay, time to ban assault weapons. There's our call.
Right. Because
they're always looking for a reason.
At a school, right?
Yeah.
It was at a school. And the guy was shot by a school resource officer.
Right.
The attacker.
So, these guys that are constantly looking for the reason, that's for all the would-be victims out there. They're waiting on you to die.
Yeah. Well, but I think that's what makes your show so important, that we're telling the other side of the story, the drip, drip, drip. Because people, without knowing that story, the steady stream of lives that are saved get washed away by what we think is a tidal wave of violence, when in fact it's just a ripple. And our daily few lives add up to millions in a year.
Wow.
I'll bring this up when we get back. I didn't get to point things out, so let me do that first.
Yes.
Rob is a writer. And Rob writes at his own website, which is called Slow Facts WordPress Blog, or he writes for the introverted, Doug Giles at ClashDaily.com, or he's also a featured writer at Amoland.com. And because there's 24 hours in a day, he's also a podcaster. The Polite Society Podcast, the Ensemble Group, or the Uniquely Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
They are the home of the binary trigger. They are the home of Providence, and they are the home of the Reformation line. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse. Yes, sir. What is on your mind now?
I was thinking about how easy my job is compared to yours. I get to show my work. You know, I'll write an article, and at the end I'll say, but you don't have to believe me. Here are my sources. You read them. Come to your own conclusions. If you see something where I really missed it, do us all a favor. Tell me where I, you know, misapprehended the entire situation. You'll be a hero. I'll post it. And actually, sometimes I've got some very insightful comments. Usually, they don't overthrow what I said, but they go farther. They have other interesting points of view. And you, on the other hand, have to be consistently accurate. And I'm going to use the word humble, meaning you have to say, "Hey, here's the news that we know about it today. If it changes tomorrow, I'll tell you tomorrow." It takes you months to earn trust of your audience, and thank you.
And about 5 minutes to lose it. When this was all fledgling and it was called Gun Owners of America Radio.
Right
after Aurora, everybody was going to get on a plane. So they said, for more information on this latest killing, go here. And they pointed to, back then I was using a website called Stick'em to stream a video stream. And back then, if I had like 20 people show up in the chat room, I was like, huge success. That night, there was 93,000 people in the chat room.
Wow.
And the information, if you remember, this was a lesson. This was a teaching moment. The information coming out of Aurora basically had this guy as basically the armored man.
Right.
Everything was armored on him, his shins, his calves, everything was armored. You know, he had thrown, you know, everything. They said he'd thrown gas. He threw smoke, but they made it sound like he'd thrown BX gas and
right,
all this other stuff. And there was a lot of retraction going on after that because I was just putting out what I was seeing.
Right.
So one thing I learned from that, in the interest of being accurate, because accuracy is one of those things that once somebody thinks you're not, well, they're not going to hang around to see what else you throw out there. I figured out at that point that maybe being first wasn't the bestest.
Well, it's CNN's model. Any piece of campaign propaganda, they'll post it as fact. And what, their ratings just continue to tumble?
Yeah. But I guess I don't know where I would call the difference, because you and I would look at some of the stuff they say and some of the stuff they pull off. And I would recoil from that. I don't want right. to be a part of that.
Right.
And on the other hand, and what that tells me, though, is that there's a purpose behind this. There's a reason behind this, and their reason is to be deceptive.
Yes.
And that's why they continually do it and then double down and double down and double down and all this other stuff.
Well, I think, yes, that's true for CNN, but I'm going to expand the question just a little bit, because there is a larger media bias that's, I'm going to call it natural. Judge Benitez, in the ruling out of California, talked about it. He said, we've all heard about mass murder. And the murder cover and the media covers these events for days. That's why a mass shooting can seem to be a common problem when, in fact, it's exceedingly rare. At the same time, the common robbery, rape, and murder of individuals happen every day but draw so little notice.
Right.
The way I think of it is, personal firearms are very good at stopping local crime, but they're horrible at selling insurance and cosmetics to a national audience.
Right.
For that, you need sex and sensationalism and grandma defending herself and chasing a burglar out of the back door, you know, isn't enough to get you to, you know, click on a website.
The thing about defensive gun use, though, that I don't know why this isn't pointed out. They could go with the lows. That everybody, like, the CDC. Well, like with the CDC, all the gun grabbers wanted a CDC report, which they got in April 2013, right?
Right.
June 2013.
Yes.
And that showed somewhere between 1 million and 3 million defensive gun uses,
right,
per year.
Right.
Now, does that mean, if they have their way, they're willing to forego 1 million to 3 million additional violent crimes against people that live in the United States? And if that's what they're meaning, why aren't we calling them out on that? I mean, are they saying it's okay for us to die as long? Which I know the answer to that. Yes, they are. They're saying it's okay for us to die.
Yes, they are, Bill. And they've so hidden the fact that guns save lives, they've, in fact, inverted the situation. They've sold us as the bad guy. I mean, they claim that the NRA is selling fear, and that's why there are so many gun owners. I think that's upside down. I think it's the gun ban advocates that are selling the fear that ordinary gun owners are really the violent guys selling drugs in our inner cities, it's not true. It doesn't even sound credible to you and I.
No, it's
the big lie.
It is the big lie. It's the big stupid lie if they believe it, because all the stuff that happens, if it happened, I mean, have you ever been in front of a gun control operative or advocate and simply said to them, you know, if what you were telling me about me was true, you'd be dead.
Right.
And I know a lot of people that grimace and they're like, oh my God, did he really? Yeah, because they're not pulling any punches. There's no need for us to fight by the Marquis of Queensberry rules with this one. They're going for the neck, so let's us go for their neck.
There are 100 million gun owners, at least. You might argue 140, and I'd give that to you. What do we fire? I think 28 million cartridges a day?
Yeah.
And you think we're violent? You know, that's just incredible.
And we exist in a world today where actual stranger-on-stranger homicide, I'm not talking about gangster or anything like that,
right,
it's probably about 3,700 to 4,000 a year in a nation of 330 million people. So we're actually quite good, quite peaceful, and the American gun-owning populace, we're quite effective. And we take care of business. So,
the way I think of it, because I did the ratio, we're about 180 times, round off, say 200 times more likely to save a life or great bodily harm than a firearm is to be used in a violent crime. And yet the news media can turn that upside down because they literally are deaf. They cannot hear it. It's crazy.
My Coalition to Stop Gun Violence found out after they studied Texas that if you don't have a permit, you're 7 times more likely to commit a crime.
Yeah. Interesting.
Interesting. So,
in other words, we should be lowering the price of permits to reduce crime.
We should be encouraging everybody to get a permit. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Say hi to Dan. Have a great trip.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for joining me this evening. Slow Facts WordPress blog, or slowfactswordpress.com, clashdaily.com. AmmoLand.com. Check them out there. Well, hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.